Now, I'm joined on the line now by Chloe Palmer, who's from Barra Duff, whose little boy, Nathan, who's 6 years old, suffered a fractured skull in a collision with an e-scooter. Good morning to you, Chloe, and thank you so much for joining us on the programme this morning. First of all, how's your little boy? How is Nathan doing?
He's doing very good, considering he's healing very fast.
Is he still in hospital?
No, he's home.
And he had to go to Dublin, didn't he, for treatment?
Yeah, he has. He's an outpatient. We're waiting for an outpatient for Crumlin and for Cork, just to follow up with his head.
Well, look, we're glad he's recovering. If you don't mind, and we really appreciate you coming on the show this morning, Chloe, because I can't imagine what you and your family and, of course, little Nathan have had to go through in the past week or so. Over a week or so, will you take us back to what happened? And of course, we're very mindful that there's a Garda investigation underway. So we are aware that there may be limitations in what we can say. But take us back to what happened last Monday, July 13th. Nathan, he was out cycling on his bike.
Yeah, we just got back from the shop. He went up and got his ice creams for his friends. He bought a bouncing castle. He was asking his friends up to go on the bouncing castle that I got back. He was only down there a few seconds, and then he was sitting on his bike on the footpath talking to two of the boys, and this bike came out of nowhere with his e-scooter and hit him from the front on the footpath.
And Gardaí are confirming that they are investigating the collision.
Oh, they are.
So
yeah.
What was your reaction when you found him lying on the ground?
Well, he was out cold, like his eyes were opened. He wasn't moving or anything until he heard me and his dad's voices. We were roaring and he kind of jumped up, but then he kind of went unconscious again. But the first responder came within 6 seconds to the accident. She lives in our estate, so she was there within seconds, and she stayed with Nate until the ambulance came.
What was going through your head?
I thought he was dead. Because the blood, there was so much blood coming off his head as well. And he couldn't keep his eyes opened. But he was squeezing your finger. If you asked him to squeeze the first responder, she kept doing it. She kept trying to keep him awake. But he just wouldn't keep his eyes opened. Because they weren't dilating at the start, his pupils. And then they started to dilate as she went further along.
And you said there he was bleeding. The line broke slightly. Where was he bleeding from? Was it from his head?
He was bleeding from the top of his head. Yeah, he had to get his head glued.
I can't imagine how terrifying it was for you all.
Trust me, it's the parents' worst nightmare to see your child like that. I wouldn't wish it on no one.
So he was brought to...
This child was reported so many times.
Right. Yes, we won't go into that because, as I said, we're aware there's a Garda investigation going on at the moment, and it's just a terrible situation. Tell us then what happened. Nathan was brought to University Hospital Kerry. The ambulance came and he was brought to University Hospital Kerry. How long did he spend in UHK?
He was there till Thursday. He was signed out on Thursday. They signed him out that he was fit to go home.
So he's there.
But he has his follow-up appointments to continue with.
So he was brought in Monday evening and he was let home on the Thursday.
Thursday, yeah.
What exactly were his injuries?
He had a fractured skull. He just had his head glued. His legs were all cut. They were all bruised. And the side of his face was all cut as well. But he had no broken bones or anything.
Yeah. He was very fortunate, wasn't he?
Well, the only thing that saved him, the hospital said, was the impact to his bike.
Yeah.
That the bike saved him, that he was sitting on his bike.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Yeah. Can I take you back? And I know it may be painful for you, Chloe, but when he was lying on the ground, when you found him after the collision with this e-scooter, do you think he was aware of what happened? Does he have any memory of it? I know
When we got him up home, he did say he was hit by an e-scooter.
Yeah.
He could remember exactly what happened. And
yeah.
He said it to the hospital as well. He could tell you what happened.
And did he describe the pain? Did he tell you what
was
the pain
roaring.
Like?
He was roaring in pain. with his teeth and everything. He wasn't able to eat with his mouth. He was all soft foods.
Oh, Lord. And he still must be very sore.
Oh, he's still, it's his teeth, it's his mouth more than anything that's very sore by him. It's all, he's eating them kind of one side.
Will you talk a bit more then about the injuries done to his mouth and the damage as a result of this collision?
Well, he had no, it was like there was, the, it was the impact to the face, you see. He got one side off the curb and the other side of his face, it was, it's a tire mark on his face from the e-scooter, and it was above his ear again where it fractured his head, where the e-scooter connected with his head. So on that side, it's just very sore by him, by chewing any food or anything like that.
And is he able to go out at all, or is he just stuck
he's
inside the house?
Well, we have him outside, but he can't go on no bikes, he can't go on scooters or nothing like that. It's mainly walking around in case he does get another impact to the head or if he falls off again. Because it's the first 6 weeks of healing.
Yeah, yeah.
Counts, what he said, now to go back.
And when is he due to travel to Crumlin Children's Hospital?
We're just waiting for the appointment to be sent out. They said they should put the new one out.
Can I ask you, Chloe, then, this has been arguably the most, the biggest story of the week about the government's decision to bring in new regulations governing e-scooters. What they've decided against an outright ban, but they've said that the age limit would be raised from 16 to 18. This will come into effect in August next month, when high-vis jackets and helmets will also become mandatory for all e-scooter use. Furthermore, legislation will also be introduced this year to bring in licensing and registration and to ban shops from selling e-scooters to under-18s. What's your reaction to the government's announcement?
Well, it still doesn't stop their parents for buying it for them. They can still be bought, like, and the kids already own them. They're still going to own them. But like, I think they should have changed to 21 years if they weren't going to outban them. They should be 21 years instead of 18 years.
And what do you think of an outright ban?
I would totally agree. After the fright we got, they can do so much damage. And he's so lucky to be even here with us that he was on his bike that saved him.
Because if you believe that if he had been standing instead of being on his bike,
being able to take the impact, if he was standing, they said, because he was so small.
And what's he said to you about all of this? I mean, I imagine he had a lot of plans for the summer, and obviously they've been curtailed now.
We had Hazel Park, Emerald Park now it's called. We had that books and everything, and he can't go nowhere until he's fully healed. His summer is finished. We don't know yet if he can go back to school in August until we get an all clear on that as well.
Yeah. So it's had a major impact on his summer. And when you're 6 years old and you want to be out playing with your friends and enjoying the great weather, it's very hard.
He's full of energy. He's full of energy. He just wants to play. And it's hard for him being inside and seeing all his friends outside and everything.
And how has it been for you, Chloe?
Oh, I still can't. It's the worst feeling to even feel, leaving with him walking around the house in case he does get a hit to the head or if he falls. You're just constantly panicking, you're worrying.
Of course, because one always has to be so careful about head injuries, and as you said, he'll be travelling to Crumlin Children's Hospital for further treatment of his fractured skull. But head injuries, the potential that they can have even possibly long-lasting consequences, is something that's never far away from a mother's mind.
No, it's not.
What would your message be to people listening in this morning, Chloe?
If your kids do have them, just take them off them. They're not worth the risk of them getting hurt and other people getting hurt off them. That I understand that some people do use them for work, and that's totally understandable. Some people have no transport, but there's some people out there that are just so reckless with them. that they shouldn't be in their hands.
And would you like retailers to stop the sale of e-scooters?
I would. Because anyone can go on the internet, anyone can get them. As this one was in Boss in Ireland, you can order these ones offline. They're actually, they go over 50 kilometres. The one that was hit, the one that got hit with Nathan.
Yes, and the guards are so there's, and there's, yeah, they have a wide range of speed and yeah, they're, and as you said there, they some are a lot faster than others. Some are a lot faster than others. And there have been very good people though in all the response to this. That local first responder you were saying she was
brilliant.
What's her name? Or maybe she doesn't want to be named.
It's Joan. She lives in Barrowdove. She was brilliant. She was there within seconds. She was brilliant when Nathan.
How important was she?
So that was very important because when we saw him, his dad was going to go straight into A&E with him. The way he just collapsed. When he set up again, he just went out again. But Joan, she stayed there, everything. She was on the phone to the ambulance, everything. And there was two other first responders that came to the scene as well, but I don't know their names.
But they played their role as well, and you're truly grateful
to
them.
But they did their role as well, and I'm grateful for all of them.
Sometimes first responders get overlooked in situations well, all credit to them in this situation, Joan and her colleagues, and indeed first responders. We've brought stories in the past on Radio Kerry about first responders whose intervention have saved people's lives, and they played a very, very crucial point in Nathan's injuries not being as hopefully long lasting as they could have been.
No, she knew what she was doing. She was brilliant. She kept keeping him up. He kept squeezing Joan's hand as well when she kept asking, even though she was struggling to stay awake and everything. She knew exactly what she was doing. She was brilliant.
Well, Chloe, thank you so much for joining us this morning. The very best to your family, the very best to you, and of course a special mention to Nathan. He's a very brave boy, I have to say. What's his attitude all about this? He sounds like he's taking it in his stride though.
He is. He's taking it. I don't think it really hits him yet, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, he's so young, like he probably doesn't understand it yet, but he does. He remembers everything that happened to him. Like he said this when he even got up, that he was on his bike, he was hit by the scooter.
And of course, one is always very concerned when a child has a brain injury, because children's brains are still growing, their heads are very, very delicate. The impact could be much worse than if it were an adult who was struck.
That's what I'm saying. That's the scariest part, because they're so small.
How tall is Nathan?
He's actually very small. He's small for his age.
He's a small 6-year-old. So could he pass for a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old?
Around a 5-6-year-old. But he's a good build. He's just with his height.
Yeah. Well, look, Chloe, we really appreciate you talking to us this morning. The very best to you, the very best to your family, and of course the very, very best to Nathan, and wishing him a speedy and continuous recovery, and that there are no long lasting consequences to this, to these serious injuries that he suffered. Thank you very much. We've been speaking to Chloe Palmer, who's from Barrowdough. Her 6-year-old son Nathan suffered fractured skull in a collision with an e-scooter while Nathan was on his back out playing with his bike on Monday last, July the 13th. Now the Gardaí are investigating the matter. They said emergency services attended the scene following report of a 2-vehicle road traffic collision involving an e-scooter and a bicycle at Barrowdough on Monday, July 13th. The cyclist, a boy, was taken to University Hospital Kerry for treatment of injuries, and the rider of the e-scooter, a male juvenile as described by the guards, was also taken to University Hospital Kerry for treatment of injuries, and we wish everyone a full recovery. And again, thanks to Chloe, I should say, for talking to us this morning.